Climbing Everest by George Mallory. Read by Tim Pickett Smith. Reconnaissance. Mount Everest, 1921. The reconnaissance of Mount Everest is a long story, and I do not propose to tell it now. It was necessary for our purpose. Firstly, to seek, in an unexplored country, the most convenient approaches to various parts. Secondly, by regarding the mountain from many different points of view, to come to a correct understanding of its shape, and distinguish the vulnerable parts of its armour. Finally, to pit our skill against the mountain, wherever an opportunity of ascent presented itself. In the first two objects, our task was largely accomplished between the 23rd of June, when we set out from Tingri, and the 18th of August, when we first reached the Lakpa La, and looked over into the snow basin, which is the head of the East Rongbuk Glacier. The final phase of the reconnaissance occupied the first 3 weeks of September, and I call it the assault, because we intended to climb as far up the mountain as we were able. We had discovered before the final phase that the summit of Mount Everest was formed by the convergence of three arêtes. The faces which lay between them were clearly seen to be impracticable. The south arête is blocked by the South Peak, a formidable crest about 28,000 feet high. The other two arêtes, west-northwest and northeast, are so steep in their lower parts that access is impossible.